The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes.
With he the always lovely has to check.
With the lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, what's that name again? Carrie Bradstreet.
Don't want to identify myself.
Today. And I'm her sidekick, Adolf Turchi.
Yes. Sorry, I keep blinking. I'm trying my contact again, and it's like not working. So
you wear contact? I didn't even know you wore glasses. I've never seen you with glasses.
Remember, I complained about it for a year now.
I don't pay attention to what you
I haven't worn contacts in a while just because they would bother me and it didn't work. But now I'm trying them again, and obviously I don't do good.
So did you say hi to the audience? The three people that watch our show?
I did not. Hello.
Hello, everybody. I see Bob out there, so.
Bob,
yeah.
He sounds like he's 87.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about our buddy dying, passing away,
yes.
Regis? Regis was at our convention that we were at, and he sat with us.
In Miami.
Yeah.
And there was also in that hotel. Is that what it was in that hotel?
We ate dinner with him at
that
the
was
hotel.
Like they were honoring, what would they just call that? Like a lifetime achievement or some kind of some awards. And it had Mary Hart and it had Regis Philbin. Who else did they have there?
Me and you.
Me and Larry were there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was fun. It was nice. Yeah. And we met him and
he was very short. I remember that. He was
he was
real
short.
Than you thought. Not that I should
LC,
talk.
LC and I, when we were in the gambling state, we've seen him at the convention there, too.
Oh, so, in Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas. Hmm. So we've seen him a few times.
Was
and
he singing?
That's when I talked to him. Remember when I talked to him about you and I being on their show?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yes. I've seen that. I use that sometimes as a comedy clip when we were trying to get on the show, when we were doing the little signs or something.
Right. So, you know, we at least we had somebody. But it was too bad that he passed away. He was a lot of fun. He was. Mm-hmm. He's a joker. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so what's been happening? I was, before you got here today, we're talking about how in school, the things today in school are different than when we went to school.
Yeah, but, they're not in school.
They're not, but the same thing.
It's internet schools. No, I know what you're saying.
Well, and now the things that are happening in our society that... No, I can't understand why we're turning over and smashing all those statues and everything that happened in the past. We're trying to get rid of it. And
well, it's like another civil war. There's like people like hate and hate, or it's hate and just leave me alone. It's ridiculous. Just on the way here, I saw the story online, but I didn't look into it about this couple or a family was like eating at a picnic or something, and some woman was complained about them not wearing a mask, and they said, well, we don't have to wear a mask while we're eating. She leaves, comes back, and maces them. What?
No, yeah, what? What did somebody get up and beat the living crap out of
them? I don't
know
if there's some video, and I was...
Oh, this stuff is getting ridiculous, you know? I don't understand.
Well, you must have got closer than 6 feet away. You're spraying mace in someone's face. All you got to do is stay 6 feet away from the people.
Right. That's just carrying
things. I'm going to get in your face about you not wearing a mask.
Yeah, but that's how our society is today. Now, if you slap her or knock her down for doing that,
then you're in trouble.
You're going to be arrested for that kind of stuff.
I'm going to have to look up the video. I was hearing it. This woman who was recording. Don't worry. I saw it. I'm getting this on camera.
And
abusive people.
And this politics is getting to it's so silly. And how they want everything free. When they want to be where they get their schooling free, they get this free, they get that free. And anybody making money a lot more than somebody else, they're going to have to give up some of that money to them people.
It's because children aren't taught economics in school, just common sense stuff. You know, they don't need to learn about recycling and all this, you know, kind of stuff. They teach them. It's like, you know, let mom and dad show them the recycling, or they can research it themselves. That's not what they're in school to learn about.
That's
what I mean. They should be
civics.
Learning
how to function
in a civil society. You know, how you know, the laws, and they're made by Congress, not by the president or not by a judge, and when these and a governor just can't say, I want this to happen, and now it's law. No, that's not how it works. And, you know, it has to be a bill submitted, you know, to a Congress and voted on, yes or no, it's a law. And
well, look at the mayor of Chicago. Now, here's a woman that's mad because our president is sending people over to help her. And all these murders and all this stuff.
Well, people, I mean, the neighborhood people are asking for help, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't want to give it. She's a Democrat, and she doesn't want anything. Here's what's happened to our society. All the Democrats don't want anything the Republicans to do to be good because they want to win the election, and they don't want anything coming up that's going to make it look like the Republicans
are good. Well, right, because they're not on the side of the people.
They're not.
The country.
They're
what's,
on side. Well,
the best
Nancy Pelosi,
the
for instance, she's a Democrat. She's the leader of the House. What does she do? She's a Democrat, and she's got made so much money in Congress that it's unbelievable. All these Democrats are saying they're going to find out what we've been doing, and now we got to stop this. And that's what the president was doing. Yeah. And now and Biden, now they're sitting there saying he's ahead. I don't believe that in any way. Nobody in this world has that less common sense that they would vote for a 78-year-old man that can't even get his words out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in my 70s, and I sure wouldn't want to be president right now.
Yeah, it's more of an ego thing for him, I think, now. And I think the Democrats are using him as just kind of like a front man, you know, so they can say, yeah, he's the president, but behind the scenes, they're the ones that are doing all the, making all the rules and stuff.
Yeah, I can't believe what's happening, though.
He can come out in front of a teleprompter and read what they tell him to say.
And they're sitting there, like in Chicago and other places, they're destroying buildings, they're destroying this, they're destroying that. And the people are letting them get away with it. Now we're talking about no police officers. I mean, this is the stupidest thing I ever heard. Our country has went to pots.
It's crazy because normally the difference between Democrats and Republicans is Republicans want to have a smaller government and, you know, for people to keep their own money. And the Democrats just... a problem, they throw money at it, but they don't want to throw money at a problem if the police has a problem. You would think that they would like, oh, why don't we invest more money in the police so there's better training, there's better tools and things, but no.
Well, look at how it used to be. You have an election, a Democrat and a Republican. Either a Democrat's going to win or a Republican, okay? And we aren't going to talk about the rest of them right now because I'm just saying them too. Mm-hmm. If the Democrats win, okay, you say, person didn't win. But I'm going to respect that man. I'm going to respect him as my president. If he's a Democrat, if he's a Republican, I'm going to respect him. He's got 4 years in there.
Well, I know, because then we're supposed to be on the same team as Americans.
Yeah, we've lost that team. That's the best word to say. Mm-hmm. We've lost our team country. Mm-hmm. We're now just, we're bitter, we're hateful.
And
we
they're just segments, you know.
I mean, when Obama won, okay, for 8 years we put up with him, and he was our president. I respected him.
You don't always have to agree with
him. No, you don't have to agree with him, but now
but you don't
today,
have to protest and mock.
Oh,
and
my God, these Democrats, all these people, they're so bitter and hateful. It's just ridiculous.
You know what I think, Larry, is with Obama, a lot of the first voters, young people, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, voted for him. And so during their 20s and stuff, they had Obama. And so they're used to having, you know, my person's winning. And then when their person didn't win, they've never really experienced it. Their adult life,
they thought this is what they've had, and they're sore losers,
or they think that's not fair. It's like a mentality, like you said before, kids were coddled all the way up. They were always told, you're great. Everybody's a winner. We're not gonna keep score on baseball. And so they're so used to not having anything negative to happen to them or how to deal with something that negative happens to you. Yeah, I learned that in middle school. All these things are jumping back to my head. I don't remember yesterday, but I remember the story going out for cheerleading. And I had no idea what I was doing. And the first year in seventh grade, like I was number two or three when they, you have like 50 girls. And so like the first 10 is on the basketball squad. They're the good ones. Then it's wrestling squad, blah, blah, blah. Because next year, I was on the wrestling squad and there were some girls that were in the lower ones that were up and we knew what the reason was is because of their height and stuff. But I was thinking, well, that was a good lesson for me to not only be humble, but just be like, I can't, you know, you're not going to win every time and you just got to take, you know, what happens and you just
you go with it
and
win or lose.
Yeah.
That's it. In fact, I was talking to our
I ended up loved doing the wrestling and became friends with the coach and we were the better cheerleaders on the wrestling cheerleaders, right?
But today it's just ridiculous. It really is. And now it's so funny. Everything that we used to believe in couldn't be on TV because we couldn't swear, we couldn't do anything. Yeah. But now today everything seems to be. I mean, you see commercials nowadays that are just ridiculous. I mean, they're so stupid, talking about, you know, things that you never used to talk about, but it's the way they present it, it's still, it's just like they're idiots, so I don't know.
And, well, speaking of, I see casting notices every day that come, and it's getting to the point with, are these people really, this is what their verbiage and stuff, or are they just trying to appease so many people in the entertainment world? But there was a casting notice, and it was for like Helen identifies as a female, you know, and then it has some identify. So it's like you have to specifically say that so that what a transgender woman can do it. Why don't you just have the role? You know, someone's transgender, we don't know it. If they're looking like a female, they can do the role. Why does it have to be the specifics? Or they're looking for a biracial lesbian couple with kids for a commercial. And it's all this specific pulling stuff. And I'm like, what are you trying to demonstrate that there's just so much diversity when in fact, that's not what the norm is?
It's back to this up about hurting somebody's feelings. You cannot hurt anybody's feelings nowadays. You can't say anything. People nowadays, like at one time, back when I was raised in a church to where that was a sin to do, be a homosexual.
But I don't understand when it became something that everybody would talk about. What happens?
Well, now it's almost like they're proud that their kid is gay. I mean,
I think people just shouldn't even talk about it at all. Why is it? Well, is it all over the television and all?
Well, you can only talk about it if it's a positive thing. If you talk about it as a negative thing, you know.
I said it's totally unnecessary for someone to introduce themselves or part of their identity is their sexuality.
Well, how can you be raised in a church and in the Bible and it's saying you can't be this way, and then all of a sudden they change everything and so you have to go along with this? America was so great about, you could have your own beliefs. Now you can't have your own beliefs.
But now it's part of your identity and you are to be accepted or else.
Are they going to put that on your driver's license? Gay?
Why can't you be
Put stupid idiots and all that kind of stuff?
Why isn't it like a human, mother, you know, father, aunt, uncle, teacher, blah, blah, blah? Why does it have to be
a name?
You know,
why does it have to be
their race, their sexuality, their. I don't know what else could be there.
I don't know.
There's just so many other things, but is your identity? Shouldn't your identity be, and I would think would be a female, you know, wife, mother, you know, compassionate to the community, you know, blah, blah, blah. Something that's a positive things that they do, not for the things that I am, and I want you to accept who I am. It's just so arrogant and,
you know,
sorry.
Stop and think about all the people that we employed as far as in our show and all that, that we're gay. Oh. We didn't ever say anything about it. And, you know, we never...
I don't even ask.
We never even... We knew they were...
I would rather not know, you know, because then... It's like, why do you lead with that? That's like someone saying, yes, I am, you know, a kleptomaniac, and I am, you know, what is it? They have a sexual addiction. Okay, you want that to be part of your identity? Why are you telling me that? Now what's in my head and I can't get it out of my head. So that's what I think of. It's like, why can't you just be a person and just do your job, live your life? If you, you know, marry, two men marry each other, duh, I think most people get it. You don't have to then have a parade and say, see, this is why we're getting married, just because, no. No, it's not necessary.
Well, see, now, let me explain something to you, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the real world. I'm going to tell you the real world, okay? You got homosexual, okay?
We're very controversial, these last two shows. We're filming this show, and we haven't aired the one we shot.
Friday.
At Friday. That was supposed to be that was from Monday.
Monday.
That one was kind of controversial.
But let me finish what I was saying.
Okay, I'm just worried.
Now, here's where I'm, here's a bad part, okay? Here's where I have a problem and people have a problem with me. If I have two beautiful women here and them two women are making out, yeah, I kind of like that. Now, if you got a big fat woman and an ugly, but do you see what I'm coming with? So do I believe in women being homosexuals? Yeah, some of them.
That goes back to our early seasons, Larry.
Yeah.
When he was trying for the longest time. You were trying to get Melissa and Amber to kiss
in a skit. I had you guys that close.
And they would tease him. They would come in and introduce each other. And it's kind of like, psych.
Well, the things are, it's like our announcer would be in the front of the camera. And we'd slide by on the ladder going by him. Because we used to do silly things like that and had a lot of fun. And he didn't know we were doing that.
No, but you could be, why can't we be silly and not be just disgusting?
Why do we have to talk about things like that? Why do we
why would we
have to bring that stuff up? Why is it around anyway? I mean, why do we have all this tension in our everyday life?
What happened? Wasn't it in the 60s or early 70s? Live and let live. You know, just you do your thing, let other people do their thing.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much what the Constitution is. You know, as long as you're not infringing upon the rights of somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I say. But I don't want that stuff. I don't want to even know about it. Why do I have to know if a person's gay, or why do I even care if he's gay?
Right.
Well, why do we have to? Why do everybody have to brown on us people that don't like
right.
that?
Right. Why do
leave us
why
alone?
Why do you get in trouble for not waving a rainbow flag?
Right.
No, you could do that. That's fine. If I want to put a cross in my front yard, I should be able to do that too.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be coming here. Or someone puts a Trump sign in their yard, that doesn't mean you get to then trash their house, remove the sign. It's not like you wouldn't see that when you have like Obama or Clinton when they were running.
Well, I told you
their
about,
sign stayed in the yards, you know, because that's where prop.
I told you about the time when I was in the service, didn't I, when I flew into Chicago?
I don't know.
Well, I was coming home on leave, and I had
had
to have a uniform to fly. I had to fly free. You had to wear your uniform, and you had to wear your dress uniform. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting to go to Flint, fly into Flint, and I'm just sitting there, and these hippie dudes come by, and one guy spit on me. And I thought, really? And that was back in the 60s. So, I mean,
The only
used to
thing
get to, see now, if, well, today, if somebody spit on me and I kicked his ass, I'd get in trouble. Then I didn't get in trouble.
Well, I think we learned from that, because now people respect the military. And it's more like, thank you for your service, because back then it wasn't voluntary.
But
that's
the American people. That's the way we want to live. But there's so many of these outsiders. It's like, you know, when they're saying anybody can come to America. Okay, you know what it says on the Statue of Liberty? Well, let me tell you, we didn't make the Statue of Liberty. The French made it and brought it to us.
And
it was already on there.
And it was a poem or something.
Yeah,
wasn't
so
it? It had nothing to do
get
with
off
really,
us, you know. And the thing about it is, you can't, it gets you so upset you can't even talk about it.
Because people think, they hear something often enough that they start to believe it.
Well, it's today, it's the, whatever they say is right. If you disagree with it, then you have all this stuff. But we got to get the police back into, I understand that we've had problems with police, but we're not going to get rid of the police.
We need to go back to when, remember the police were doing those videos, what did they call those, when everybody would sing and it would just go from person to person, those videos, and it was cut. I forget what they called those, but then police stations were doing it and you know, and they were kind of putting out kind of just, you know, the fun side and say, yeah, we're people too. We can be funny. Things. We can be stupid.
But you know, the things that they say is like, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. That's true. That's the truth. You can't take away all the guns from people. Police, you can't. Who are you going to call?
It's like you can't take the evil or the bad humanness out of humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't legislate someone's behavior.
If you're going down the road at 90 miles an hour on the expressway and you get pulled over by a cop and he gives you a ticket, you're going to be mad at that cop. You should be mad at yourself. You know the laws. You know you can't go. What's the reason for not going 90? Because it's unsafe. You're going too fast for your brain. That's exactly what it is. And if a cop pulls you over, take the ticket, pay it, and say, dang it. You know, mm-hmm. I should have got away with it. I mean, every ticket I ever got, I deserved. I mean, I'd like to say I didn't.
Right.
You deserve it. They don't go around, you know. Mm-hmm. And well, with me, I used to have a security system. I used to have a lot of police officers work with me. They're just like anybody else, you know.
You couldn't, when the police officer came to your window, you didn't go like this. Yes, officer, what did I do? Was I speeding? And get away with it like a woman does.
No, I've heard of them having them like that, though. And I've heard people paying off a cop, you know. I mean, and I've heard of people getting arrested for trying to pay off a cop, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But it's human beings. Anybody that's a human being, I don't care if you work in a shop or if you work as a cop, you're a human being. And
everybody's going to
not. There's good cops and there's bad cops. But I sure don't want to take away the cops, the police officers. No. I want them to, you know, they're just like the service people. They're risking their life every day for us. Wouldn't you look at every time you get out of a car and going to give a ticket, you're walking up. You don't know what that guy, he might have a gun in his hand and shoot you right
and
when you get up
happened,
there.
That's happened, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course it's happened.
And they just had committed a crime or something.
They've had police just waiting for people to come by and somebody walk up to the car and shoot them. I mean, that's just the way our society's becoming, you know. I think our government should be what it is today. We should still have Democrats, we should have Republicans, but we have to have it the way it used to be. If he wins, or they win, or she wins, that's what you got for 4 years, like it or not. Leave it alone. Don't try to impeach him. Don't try to do all this stuff. Just let him go through his 4 years, and then get rid of him if you don't want him.
Well, this made me think. When... you'll hear a lot of these, you know, radicals, progressives, whatever, calling out, it's a democracy, it's a democracy. Well, we're not a democracy, but even if we were, isn't it the majority rules? But if that's the case, they're a small minority demanding the rule. So they're not even following their own principle of this is a democracy. It's not.
No.
And it's, even in that situation, it's, you know, we're not being a democracy. Why does the small percentage get to dictate the behavior of the masses?
If 20 years ago we put in time limits, we wouldn't be having this problem today. We just got too many old people in there that don't have the common sense God gave a duck. You know what I mean? I'm serious.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Look at that Adam shift.
I mean, my brain doesn't function right.
You can tell he's a crook every time he opens his mouth. And the money he... That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see happen is everybody in Congress, Democrat and Republican, get an audit from the IRS. And
well,
I mean
audit to their beginning, from the beginning of their times.
So. Right, from the time they made it until, I mean, when they made it.
I'm sure so much of stuff is hidden.
Oh,
you know,
my
it's
God, yes.
Under the table
are
stuff.
You kidding me?
They talk about we need to tax people, but they are under there trying to not pay taxes on stuff and what have you. So it's like, they're so hypocrites.
Look at the guy that ran, Sanders, that ran as, you know, he ran as a Democrat, but mm-hmm. he's a
socialist.
But look at the money he's made. He's never had a job in his life except with the government, and he's a multimillionaire. That alone tells you something's wrong in Denmark.
So it was like, Bernie, why do you have all that? You should be spreading that around.
Well, I wrote books. I got all these millions from
writing
books.
He doesn't practice what he preaches then, because isn't it supposed to be then everybody gets the same amount and even? So why does he have more than this person? He needs to be spreading it all around.
Well, let's go to another subject, because it just makes me mad. I'm all mad right now. I want to throw bricks at him.
Do some funny stuff.
Don't you get tired of it?
I know, and then I don't like to argue. I don't like to get in disagreements.
Do you like to wrestle at all?
I did. Middle school.
Did you?
It was when Title IX just happened, I think, between like seventh grade and eighth grade. And so in gym class, they had to make it so that boys and girls, you know,
wrestle?
Did the same thing. Because they would separate us. You know, the guys would do like some
the
wrestling.
Good old days. The good old days.
And the girls would do, I don't know what we would have separately. But then it ended up being that the girls also learned wrestling. We had to do wrestling, you know, the takedowns, all that stuff. And then the guys had to do square dancing. And
they used to have home ec together, because I used to take home ec.
They used to have shop and home ec.
And the only reason I took home ec is just to meet girls.
And even had like a sewing when I took a sewing class.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you ask some a millennial, you've got a button. I don't know how to put on a button. I need a new shirt.
Well, back when we had shop, we had girls in there, and at that time I was mad because there was girls in there.
Yeah.
That's how stupid I was.
But, right.
You know,
yeah.
Things change, but nowadays, just everything, I'm getting to a point where you say, no wonder you die. God gave us that right to die so that this is way too much for me. I'm glad it's time to leave. So. It is, though. It really is. It's just gotten to a point where you hate the way your government runs and everything. Now, see, they say, well, if you don't like your government, go to another state. I'm not saying that. You people that came in here and tried to change it, you're
right.
The ones that should
leave,
not us.
Yeah, that's what's happened, is instead of coming here to become an American,
they want to come here,
get all our freedoms, but still practice what they did in a socialist country or a dictatorship or
communist,
whatever. It's like,
it's
like, no, we're not in the United States of America anymore. We're like mini world. Like we got little mini Italy, we got little China, we got little whatever. That's all sections.
Chinatown.
And they keep their own culture. It's don't speak the language and everything. It's like, guys, that's not what's supposed to be.
That's another thing. I think anybody that becomes an American needs to speak English. You can't become American unless you can speak English.
I think that's probably a case to become an American, but I don't think you can come here legally. Maybe not like legally, until you can show you're proficient in the language. Otherwise, it's not fair to the person coming here. They can't function. You know, we expect them to get a driver's license.
Everything that happens is because of money. If you have enough money, you can learn how to speak English. And if you can't speak English, if you got the money, you're going to get in here anyway. We should stop people coming into the United States that can't work, to just go on our welfare system, that can't do this and can't do that. They should have to be a healthy person to become an American.
Right.
And educated. Mm-hmm. Because we're just letting people in that, thousands and thousands of people, and then we wonder why everything's screwed up.
Right.
You know, and then who is it right now? It's the Democrats trying to do everything to the Republicans. Everything that the Republicans do is bad. It doesn't matter what it is.
I think if these people who are so open to let everybody in, it's not fair that we have those freedoms and their country doesn't, you know. Well, that's fine, but we got a big global world. Why don't we try to get them to copy what we're doing in their own land, you know, and get a government that's like ours. We're kind of like the example. They don't all have to come here. They can do this fair.
Right.
But no.
No, I know. But anyway, what else do we want to talk about that's fun? That's funny.
That's funny.
Anything? I went fishing.
Did
I?
Oh, you did? Okay. Catch anything?
My son caught a big pike, and he's reeling it in, right? He gets it up to the boat, and he wants us to take a picture of him, but he's still got it outside the boat. The thing drops off and goes back in the water. He should have brought it in before.
Did you get a picture of it falling off the line?
No, not at all.
Not a picture of it at all?
He was not a happy camper.
So now he just has a story that people go, sure you did.
It was a lot of fun, though. I had my two sons and myself. We went out and had a good day. You know, you kind of miss that with your kids. You know, mm-hmm. they leave home, they do this, and you used to have them right there all the time, so you never paid attention to it. But when you get them, and that we're all in the boat together and talking,
right.
It was just like the best day of my life, you know.
But yeah, it's like when you've got your kids growing up and they're with you all the time, and then they get to be 18, you're like,
see, yeah, but they come back.
Well, that's just it. You're like, good to have them gone for a little bit. But then they get married and they're, you know, they don't come around so much. And then you're kind of like, why don't they ever come over anymore?
Yeah.
I don't see them anymore. It's like, well, that's kind of life. And so you have to kind of turn around. Then the kids have to, like, okay, we need to go see mom and dad. You know,
well, no,
they're lonely.
The grandkids. You know, you got to admit, that's a great thing.
Yes, that's the excuse.
That's instant love, you know? I mean, you can't.
It's like having your family again.
And it's so funny. Well,
a do-over.
It's the grandma, not the grandpa. The grandma's the one that gets all the attention. But our little granddaughter and grandson,
my grandkids,
they walk in the door, and you can hear them from, Grandma, where are you going? And I mean, they chase and grab Grandma. What did you get us? What do we got? You know, first thing they want to know is what they've got from us, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we got a new toy. It looks like it's one of those.
You told me about that. And
yeah.
I got one. And
oh, did you?
It was so happy. Remember I said I was going to go to Sam's afterwards? And then I was at Sam's and they had those.
Oh, did you buy one?
I bet you this is what they have. I thought maybe I could fly it around and have my dogs kind of chase it or whatever. And I bought one. Then I was thinking, I can give this, you know, the grandkids, you know,
the grandkids.
They could, you know, chase it or whatever. Well, we took the little thing to the park with the dogs. I guess I really didn't read the directions. I don't know. But the thing was getting way. I'm chasing it. Oh, there it goes into the woods. And this little boy says, I'll get it for you. Oh, thank you. I said, yeah, you can play with it. And I'm watching them play with it. I get it again as I'm walking away doing it. It gets into some bushes and we couldn't find it. And I said, I can't go in there. I get rashes and stuff. And Mark was trying to find it. And then I said, go take the dogs for a walk. Eventually, with sticks and stuff, I found it. I'm like,
What do you call those things now? What's the name of them?
I don't know what they called it. It was like a UFO type of thing.
But what do you call them?
Hovering?
I bought one of those $280 ones.
Oh, a drone.
A drone. I bought a $280 one. I went outside.
It's on the top of a building somewhere?
No, listen to me. But I got it up and it's just hovering, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just seeing how it works. And all of a sudden, it just took off. Zoom. Now, my brother-in-law's got one that comes back in a few minutes. This did not come back. This just gone. And I looked all around, went in the woods, went everywhere. I could not find
it. You know
what?
You probably bought a used one and it had somebody else's programming on it. And so when it went to go home, it went to some.
Maybe it did. But yeah, so it's gone. I had two of them. I still got one, but we took that out the other day. We can't even fly it, so don't know what's wrong with it. But.
Yeah, I'm not good at remote control stuff. That's the guy.
Kids, you
got
to go to a kid. I mean, I call my son when I have a problem with my computer, and he knows everything about it. So.
I still remember back when they had the flip phones,
mm-hmm.
and then they had where you had like three letters for each number, and so you had to like press it two times to get the second letter, and so texting was just a pain in the butt. My daughter could have this phone in her pocket texting people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm like, do they have it memorized how many clicks to get to? I'm like, what?
Yeah, I try not.
No, I waited till they had the ones that they had like a keyboard. And even then, I'm so used to a keyboard where I use all my fingers. And then these ones, it's kind of like,
yeah,
still, and my fingers would pitch the wrong ones, and it's like,
And even if you talk into it,
now I'm doing
words.
That a lot more.
I do it. I talk into it, and it still spells words wrong.
Yeah,
so.
It misunderstands some things.
It's unbelievable on that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But. Well, guess what time it is?
You're ready to go already.
I'm almost bored.
He's already bored. No, I was going to tell you, I had a bunch of auditions this weekend.
How did those go?
Well, they're all video auditions. So we will see. And tomorrow, I have an audition, which is actually over the phone. It's for, I guess when they have these radio stations and stuff, where you ever hear these call-in shows, it's actually improvised.
Right.
It's a caller that's whatever. Right. And so my audition is actually, they're just supposed to give a scenario, whatever, and then I'm going to be on the phone with somebody and doing some kind of a bit or whatever. So
I see a commercial the other day. You weren't on it, but you were the perfect person for it. It was a car.
Oh.
The girl that was on there looked a lot like you, but she didn't do as good a job as you do.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
You got that smile when you're on TV that, you know, that works. But anyway, I was just thinking of you when I saw that.
Yeah, it was weird because I had like a voiceover audition. I had actually filmed one of these little clips that was like for insurance, kind of like this. I was at home and my friend told me about such and such a thing and I got online to, you know, those kind of commercials.
Yeah.
Filmed that one from my home, and then I had the home improvement thingy one that I filmed, and then
did you have your belt on?
I could not find my belt.
What?
And so Mark kind of was cleaning out the garage, and I said, "Did you see my tool belt?" What? And Mike might be at my brother's, so I'm like, "Oh well." So what I did is just kind of like tied my shirt up so it kind of looked like I was
macho.
Carpenter or something. And then yesterday I had one. Oh, I had one for a movie. And then last night I did one. What was that for? I think that was a commercial too. Yes, it was a commercial for Dish Network. Yeah. Your favorite.
Dish Network? God. Anybody that. I got Dish and I cannot stand it. I'm sitting there watching, all of a sudden the thing goes off and says, "Are you still there?" What the hell? Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, so well, it's been 5 hours on the same channel. I'm binging, okay?
Yeah.
People do that.
Oh, and then then you try to get a station and it doesn't come on. And I don't know, it just turns itself off sometime. And then when it rains, the thing just goes to, you know. And now I guess they don't care because everybody knows that if it rains. If I knew it was that, I would have never got Dish.
It's not always, it has to be like a downpour sometimes, or sometimes it's a snow thing.
Yeah.
You know, it gets snow on it because I mean, we had satellite for a long time.
Well, it was down for, if you're I'm with a different company with this, but your internet, if your internet is down, you can't get Netflix.
Right.
So I'm calling them, arguing with them, and they're saying it's not our fault. You have to call. When I call them, they're telling me it's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dish Network, and so you don't know.
Right.
For 2 days, it was down, and I couldn't get on the.
Isn't
on
it
the
very
TV.
Frustrating? I've noticed that. Like, well, if the internet's down, it's like, frantically, and then if you think, it's the carrier. I mean, it must be Comcast. They're
could you imagine bringing a person back from 100 years ago, just 100 years ago, and letting them see what today, they wouldn't believe it.
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't believe you could have that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You what? You're not going to get lost? No, you don't get lost anymore. It tells you how to get there.
You can get from here to there in how? What time?
Yeah,
I can be in Florida in 4 hours. What?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's, mm-hmm. But it's weird. How many exciting things have happened in the in the last 100 years?
Mm-hmm. Positive and negative. Technology is really, really improved. Our social, civil discourse with each other is really bad.
Well, that's bad, but it'll change. Everything
will
change.
I know you're ready to go, but I remember what I was going to say at the very beginning. I remember, because I was a student in the late 60s and into the 70s. And I still remember my parents talking about how like the hippies and all this kind of stuff were kind of, taking over things, and that the schools were starting to teach other things. I remember taking, I don't know what grade it could have been, but I was taking one of those standardized tests, and to me, I was just like, so easy, because I'm like, it'd be like, which one is correct? My teacher learned me how to read, or my teacher taught me how to read. I'm like, pfft. And I would have these things. And then later, I'd see that a lot of that is the way people in the ghetto and the different stuff, that's the way that they would be talking. And so it was they were already having this distinction about talking this way and, talk. And I thought, why do people talk? I don't know people that talk like that. So I thought the test was really, really easy. Yeah, in first grade. And then later I was like, oh, I never heard anybody talk, talk like that. And so things have been changing since then. And even, I remember my second grade teacher, my mom was upset because she wore such a short skirt.
Your mother wore a short skirt?
No, my teacher. Because it was 1970, let's see, 2, 3, somewhere in there, when everywhere wore really, really short skirts. And then in the class picture, they got a little skirt.
She didn't like that.
She was in her one, yeah.
Things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Now they can wear one, but not wear one, and if you said something about it, you're being mean to that person.
No.
You can't be mean.
No, even if it's Mr. Johnson wearing that short skirt, can't see anything.
I'll bet you one day you'll be able to go to court because you pissed somebody off.
It better not be.
Yeah, they'll fine you for
thought
making
police.
Somebody mad.
Yeah, I think we should go back to, if anybody challenges you for what you say, what you believe, that they're the ones that have to then be ticketed or fined or something until, because they're the one infringing upon, your rights just to have the freedom of speech and thought and whatever. Then it shut people down if knowing they're going to get in trouble for.
Wonder how many people turn us off out of the three that watch our show. They get mad because we talk about what society is today.
You're the one that started it. I like to talk about funny stuff.
Okay, tell me something funny.
I don't have anything funny to say. I'm trying to think of anything goofy that I did, funny that I did. Besides, I was washed my car, both my cars, and kind of got my, I did some dumb stuff, got myself wet because I wasn't paying attention. I had turned the thing on, it was facing me instead of facing this way. And first thing.
Got you all
wet. Got me all wet. But I was out there because it was so hot out, and I thought.
Did you have your swimsuit on?
No.
I
don't see anybody. I'd be in my front yard.
By the way, Sunday I'm having a neighbor's party. If you and your husband want to come over at 1 o'clock, we're having hot dogs and hamburgers. 1 o'clock.
What day?
Sunday.
And
there's going to be. There's only my two neighbors across the street and a neighbor next to me. And that's the only neighbors I and you're a
don't
neighbor,
count on Mark going anywhere.
Why?
He does not do social stuff. Only if he's forced to. If it's
well,
a family
he's come
thing.
Over before.
I know he's just not a social bug like that. Or I'll go up and
well, what's
around
he doing
strangers.
Then all the time?
He is.
I mean, you think he's been around
walks
people?
Walks walking. I mean, he's one of those that never likes to talk on the phone. He was always he does not like to talk on the phone. He'd go to work and he'd have his, the guys at work.
Does he ever take you to,
No.
No, never does?
No, we don't go very many places except for episode vacation.
Go to the show or anything?
Not really.
Take you out to dinner?
No. Like I said, we never had the hours for that. And then it's hard to go to a restaurant. I mean, I can't really order anything, so.
I always take my wife out. We go to the, we haven't went to the show in 4 months, 5 months.
Well, we watch a lot of, Netflix series and stuff.
Well, so do we, but still, it's kind of nice to get out and eat dinner where we're not cooking it, and I got my wife.
That's kind of like why I like cruises, when we just went on cruises.
Yeah, now don't you love cruises?
Yeah, because then you feel like you're going out to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
And then there's things to do, and yeah.
Well, you eat all the time. I gained 10 pounds when I went on a cruise, and it's good food, too, and it's every kind of food. So
I know. You feel like you're wasting your money if you don't
eat
much.
Yeah,
I paid for this. Right. I better have that second serving of lobster.
Well, next week, what are we going to talk about?
Don't plan ahead. We just see what happens.
Let's talk about something.
A lot could happen in a week.
Because we've been talking about government for a long time now. It seems like this could be called the government show.
Well, it could be anything goes out the window.
Sex, we could talk about sex.
I think the previous show, we kind of had some topics like that.
Didn't we really?
So if you didn't watch the episode before this, we haven't seen it either. I think we did talk about some controversial things like
kidding.
That, too.
I didn't even mean that.
Yes, you don't even remember.
I don't remember,
I'll have to see if, when it goes up and watch it. But anyways, I'll try to think of something exciting. I'll try to get with, I say this every time, I will email and message our former cast about getting together and having a pool party.
Yeah.
And
pretty soon I'm going to close the pool in September, the end of September, so.
Summer's going by way too quickly.
Yeah, I know it, so.
I know, I'm going to go home and mow the rest of my
That's
yard.
What I got to do is go home and
mow the
grass.
I'm
going to Home Depot when I leave here.
I may run to Menards.
I said
I may run to Menards. That's usually what I do after here because it's just right next door.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Home Depot because I got to buy some wood and I got to buy some nails and I got to buy something else. So.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm going to do that.
All right. Well.
Should we say
good to see you. Good. Yes.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our three people that watch our show. I can't say my wife is one of them because she doesn't like my show.
It's my mom and...
Does she watch your show?
It's my movie friend. Oh, that's...
Why don't you tell me the people that watch your show? Here I say things just to... She doesn't know I'm kidding and I sit there and...
This was what I was going to talk about. We can maybe see if we can work it out for one of our shows. But that movie that I did is about ready to be getting distributed.
It is?
About the opioids and stuff. But the filmmaker, and he's a doctor, whatnot, and I talked about having him as a guest that we could do like this FaceTime-y kind of thing. He says, I'd like to come to Grand Rapids. I'm like, oh. So I want to see if maybe we can have him, because he's got a lot of information, he's like ADD, but really smart and does all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
And then I thought we could do the FaceTime-y thing with my Nashville person, figure that out.
Okay.
So we can maybe work on getting some people that are interesting.
Well, that'd be good. We got to have something different.
I know.
Just talk all the time. About
I know.
Things. I wanted to do one of our shows just to show what people are, where we say something and then we do it. Then we keep going back and forth. Like
you wanted us. Okay, yes, you wanted it to
show
be,
what people.
Right,
are
so
doing.
The listeners.
No. What, you know, I know what's her face said she'd come back on our show.
DJ.
Yeah, and so would the other one, too.
Sophia.
And the other one.
And Randy. And Holly. And Doreen. Who? Audra?
Audra.
Oh, she'd be a controversial
guest. Why don't we have her on and find out what she's been been up to? Because I know her and Trump are
rebels. She's a rebel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All okay. right. We can do that. I'll check with her.
Well, people out there, this is Monday for us.
And just remember, the views of the show does not necessarily reflect the views of the station.
And we've been told that.
Or even. Yes. No.
And I can't use my middle finger anymore. I can't.
And if people totally disagree with us, you know, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I'm just going to, you know, this is my thoughts and opinions, and if people agree with them, that's great. If they don't, it's like, you know, they
if you don't call on
if you don't turn off the show, you don't belong here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, out of town. Okay, goodbye.
Yes, farewell.
And
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night.
Merry Christmas.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.